Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're now well into hour number three. For the next hour and 20 minutes after the break, we're going to have Webster Griffin Tarpley fresh back from a tour in Europe. He has put a book out that we are selling, by the way, at Infowars.com on the online video and bookstore about Barack Obama. We're also going to be having Dr. Jerome Corsi on next week when his new book comes out. He says some original new stuff he's dug up. And I'm not for John McCain. I want to make that clear. I am not for John McCain. I am not for Barack Obama. I am simply going to have guests on exposing both of them so that people out there listening at least have a chance to understand that both are bought and paid for, both are compromised. They run nothing. They do nothing. I think obsessing over Obama itself is a distraction. We have to spend all our time discrediting the system, or they'll stage new attacks, new wars, and then they get the public to stampede to empower their new world order. They start World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the other wars. We get all their declassified documents, how they staged them. They've had other events like trying to sink the Liberty to start war with Russia that failed. Other events that succeeded like Gulf of Tonkin, 9/11, but in hindsight is now failing. We have to have a revelation and understanding of government-sponsored terror. We have to take that mechanism the new world order uses over and over again and fully expose it to light. It's like a piece of film, a piece of 35-millimeter film. If you expose it to even a tiny bit of light in a dark room, it's going to be ruined. Well, we need to expose it to the broad sunlight. And the 9/11 fraud is now a piece of film that has been partially exposed. It has spots all over it. It's fading. And soon it'll be completely worthless to them. And every time there's a terror attack stage, people will look at who stands to gain. Hence the term, ladies and gentlemen. Qui bono, who benefits in Latin. So we're going to have Tarpley on about that and several issues. You know, I've always liked Tarpley. I exposed Tarpley to a lot of people, brought him out to a lot of people, put him on C-SPAN. I'm going to bring up to Tarpley the fact that he viciously attacked Ron Paul and said some things about him that are manifestly untrue. And I'm going to ask, Tarpley, that's why he hadn't been on here in a year. Really hurt my feelings, but I thought, why not have Tarpley on? I mean, I like the guy. I don't think he means bad. I think a lot of his info is very good. He's a very intelligent person. But I'm going to bring all these issues up with him today because it's what he's saying about Obama is important, and we respect his opinion. But I don't like, key people in our movement attacking each other. So I'm also going to mention that. It's not going to be some type of brawl or anything. I just want people to be aware of that, and a heads up to everyone. In an hour and 20 minutes, I will be announcing whether we're going to have the Willie Nelson concert or not. So you'll want to tune in for that as well. The biggest thing we need to do is wake everybody in our friends, family, neighborhoods, workplaces up. And the best tools we have for that are my films, like Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, America Destroyed by Design, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Order of Death Combo, two films on one DVD I made. But, of course, the new one, Truth Rising. Truth Rising shows police trying to plant bombs on 9/11 demonstrators. We have Jesse Ventura, Willie Nelson, Martin Sheen, Michael Moore, all saying inside job. George Carlin talking about inside job. The late George Carlin is in this. And on the other side, all the presidential candidates, world leaders, Miss Cheney, Vicente Fox. I mean, it's a too powerful of a film, and you need to have the DVD. You need to have that in your library to make copies from. We don't even know we'll have the web in the future. So get the DVD at Infowars.com. You can get it as low as $9.95, two-hour film with extras, or call 888-253-3139. Operators are there to take your order right now. Get it. Make copies. Get it out to people. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Or download it in a bunch of different formats in ultra-high quality, DivX, you name it, at PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day right now for your membership. PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't wait.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For the next hour and 15 minutes, roughly, we'll be joined by Webster Griffin Tarbley. He wrote the first major definitive work, unauthorized biography, back in the early 90s on George Herbert Walker Bush. I have researched everything in that book and followed up and did even expanded research with more modern information. In my film in 2004, Martial Law, 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State, when BBC and then others after that did report indeed that Prescott Bush was the head Nazi in the United States. And I really respect Webster Tarpley's fine work. Of course, his book covers more than just that. It's now, still in print, but he also has a free version up on the web at his website. The new book, Obama, the Postmodern Coup, is a very interesting book, and I certainly respect Webster Griffin Tarpley's perspective and view on that, and I think it's important to read this book. That's why we're offering it almost out of print. A second edition is about to come out, but we have just a few hundred of these. I believe his publisher's now sold out. We have some of the only copies of this at InfoWars.com. Obama, the Postmodern Coup, Webster Griffin Tarpley. That said, I want to not just discuss Barack Obama's background the time we have. We're going to do that, but I suggest you get the book. But also, at a certain point, it becomes academic. I mean, Hillary represents the exact same people. John McCain now has Zbigniew Brzezinski's son advising it on foreign policy. That was in the Associated Press. We got a lot of calls about that. Thank listeners for pointing it out. Now, at least on the surface, they have kicked Zbigniew Brzezinski off of his foreign policy advisory panel, Barack Obama's. But it doesn't matter. The whole same crew, as Darkly points out, that wants to attack Russia, that wants to attack other countries in Central Asia, that wants to move nuclear weapons back into Europe and point them at the Russians. I mean, everything he's saying is true. My only difference is perspective on this. It almost lends credibility to the whole election process when you're talking about Barack Obama versus Hillary, and now it's Barack Obama and versus John McCain. I mean, it's a foregone conclusion. It's like a Don King fight where he owns both the fighters, and you know it's going to be rigged either way. And then you've got all these neocons on Fox saying, oh, Israel is going to attack before the election to get John McCain elected. I don't know if that's the case. I want to get Tarpley's take on that. Tarpley is quite a geopolitical expert. His research is very good. I constantly study and read and research and find that Tarpley's information is, again, very accurate. I only differ with you, Webster, on the inferences you draw on the here's an example. 2 years ago, I was saying we weren't going to attack Iran then. You were saying guaranteed with dates. And so I think we can argue about how we analyze that data and what we come up with. And so I think you get the points I'm making here, Webster.
Yes, Alex. First of all, let me thank you for inviting me. Thank you for stocking my book. And I'm delighted to have this this discussion. I would say, first of all, we have to look at ourselves like a naval battle. We're confronting a hostile fleet, and you've got to concentrate your fire on the flagship of the hostile fleet rather than just scattering fire in every direction. And I think if you turn on the television for 10 minutes, there is no doubt that Obama is the candidate favored by the controlled corporate media.
Yes, he is anointed. It is an endless worship fest, and I watched him in Europe quite a bit over the weekend on C-SPAN raw footage. He is bumbling. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I know a lot of high school seniors in government class that could speak more eloquently than him, and that is upsetting to me.
You're exactly right. But the choice that's being made is, of course, being made by Wall Street, and it's being made by our old friends, the Trilateral, Rockefeller, Bilderberger, Council on Foreign Relations, Rand Corporation, Chicago School, Skull and Bones, Ford Foundation, you name it. They have all lined up behind Obama in a way that is unprecedented. You've got a unified oligarchical front now around Obama. McCain is barely mentioned. Hillary Clinton was swept aside. Others swept aside.
An example is McCain lands in New Hampshire, and there's one reporter and one photographer. Everywhere Obama goes, thousands.
Now, and you're exactly right. And there's a reason for this, though. Why do they support Obama? What's the reason? It is because he is the puppet who is most puppet.
He's like Bush, who they know they can fully control.
Yes, maybe even more so than Bush. He's somebody who's been raised literally up out of nothing by these trilateral people. My personal hypothesis is that Obama was recruited by Zbigniew Brzezinski at Columbia University between 1981 and 1983. They had just finished up with Carter. You'll remember that Zbigniew Brzezinski and Volcker ran the catastrophic Carter administration.
And then pinned it all on him when he was well-meaning.
Yes, and that's also an aspect of why they've chosen Obama, because Obama is not well-meaning. Obama is a boiling cauldron of hate. But back there in Colombia in 81 to 83, they were looking around for a puppet, a Manchurian candidate, assets, and of course they had a broad choice. Didn't have to be just Obama. They picked others to deploy into a political upsurge in this country approximately now, 2008, 2010, 2020. And Obama was one of the political properties that they picked up. So they have been grooming him and indoctrinating him.
By the way, I'm backing you up. Dr. Dennis Cuddy has done a whole book on all these famous people. When they're in college, they'll be in the lunch line, and David Rockefeller will be there, or Zbigniew Brzezinski will be there, or Henry Kissinger. They go pick who they want.
And that, I think that is my thesis, is that that's what happened with Obama. And therefore, all the wonderful coincidences and magic events of his life are guided by that fine trilateral hand behind the scenes. But now, ultimately, why do they need him today? Basically, two things. The entire phase of Islamofascism, war on terror, post 9/11, I believe is exhausted. I think they're gone into a new phase.
The fake environmental Malthusian, the Russians are a threat.
Yes, it's Russia, China, Malthusian, Unabomber kind of stuff. But then it's also human rights, humanitarian concerns, and left cover. We're going from a phase of right-wing cover imperialism to a phase of left-wing cover imperialism. This is why so many of our left liberal friends have not been able to understand this, because they regard all of this as progress. They think that it's, you know, something going in the right direction. And, of course, it's not.
By the way, the Romans would do this in their different protectorates and new places they'd taken over. They would put a thug in for 5-10 years to murder, kill, stab. Then they would publicly flog him, execute him, apologize, and then rise up somebody from that local area in Germania or Gaul areas of Austria, or it could be in more Asian areas, and then they would raise up a local who on the surface would act like he was friendly to the people, but who would actually intensify taxation and control.
Excellent. And in the case of Brzezinski, you can say this is the Hegelian dialectic. This is one of those cases where you can actually see the Hegelian dialectic at work. Brzezinski's teacher is a guy called Carl Friedrichs.
So he has a degree in Hegelian dialectic.
Yes, and Friedrichs is a historian. He wrote The Age of the Baroque. He's a historian of the 30 Years' War.
As a professor of the Hegelian dialectic.
Yeah, and Brzezinski is a student at McGill University with this guy and, of course, with others. And essentially what they've said is you can't keep going with the right-wing stuff. You can't do Bush-Cheney neocons. Right now here in Washington, Bush-Cheney neocons are finished. They're out. They have no influence. They're a laughingstock. They're going to jail. They're done. And their policies are out, too, and we could go through that in some detail. But the idea is now, what's the new policy? The Brzezinski argument is, stop wasting time in the Middle East. Stop mucking around in the Persian Gulf. Remember that on a world scale, the main opposition to U.S. imperialism is Russia and China. It's the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. You smash those, you've guaranteed U.S.-British world domination for another century, and so get busy doing that. And forget the attack on Iran. I believe there will be no attack on Iran. There have been ultimatums delivered to the Israelis.
Well, why did you previously believe that there would be?
I think we came very close. And the closest we came was last August with the rogue B-52. There was an attempt by the Cheney gang last August to actually hijack a B-52 intercontinental bomber. They flew it from North Dakota to Louisiana. They were going to fly that to the Middle East.
It had six cruise missiles on it loaded with nukes.
And this was going to take part in the attack on Israel that took place on September 6th. However, it was stopped on the ground, and as that question went up the chain of command and began to interest the intelligence agencies, the word came down, no, 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 no. And that, I believe, that was the last gasp for Bush and Cheney.
And then we see a string of reports by the CIA and Defense Intelligence saying it's all lies, Iran's not a threat. But you're saying you don't think Israel's going to wild card? Because they're certainly setting up the propaganda front now.
I think a lot of that is disinformation. The attack that you have to worry about that's going on right now, there's another country three times bigger than Iran with nuclear weapons that is being attacked.
Pakistan.
It's Pakistan. And I believe there will be a U.S., NATO, and Afghan land invasion of northwest Pakistan. Now, the difference, though, is there's a different...
And they've been gaslighting. They've been preparing the ground on that.
The difference is that now the target list is, how do you weaken Russia? How do you weaken China? How do you strip away Chinese allies and Chinese strategic partners? That means Pakistan is at the top of the list, not for this idiotic Al-Qaeda bin Laden fairy tale that we've already refuted and you've refuted so many times. But now it's the question.
Now, that's just a rubric boogeyman cover. I agree.
But the real reason is that Pakistan is an ally of China, and that's what they've got to go after. The goal of the operations out of Afghanistan right now...
Chinese encirclement.
Yeah, it's to encircle China by destroying Pakistan. In other words, by dividing Pakistan into 4, 5, 6 countries, be it Balochistan, Pashtunistan, Waziristan, Sindh, or whatever you have. They're going to shatter Pakistan. And
same thing in Iraq. They want to break it in 3 parts. That's why they won't let Maliki kick them out. You agree with that?
Yes, that's the Bernard Lewis plan, and that, of course, goes on and on. But now the Bernard Lewis
plan...
Stay there.
Yeah, the great game, balkanization. Webster, we'll be right back in about 4 minutes. We're going to cover a host of issues with our guest. Stay with us. He's the author of The Obama Postmodern Coup.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for detail.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up. He can do with it as he please. And if things don't change things, he will. For a man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my block. She just sit there as the night grows dim. She'll say, who gonna take away his license to kill?
Obama, the postmodern coup.
Now they take him and they teach him.
Look, the reason I saw the elite, the Fox News type people, having fundraisers for her quietly, Rush Limbaugh trying to make sure that she won, really pushing for that, as the major power structure of the neocons being behind Hillary. And I said that she was going to be the person that won. And I said 5 years ago you'd hear Limbaugh endorse her. I was right about them endorsing her. I was wrong about her winning. Just like Tarpley was wrong about them attacking Iran a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. But none of us are perfect. The point here is I don't claim to have all the answers. I just know this. To hold Hillary out and to say, well, we're attacking the main capital ship here in the info war, I just say it's all a latrine. There are all different things floating around in there, and I'm not going to say go for either one of them because it's that lesser of evils thing. It just doesn't matter. Discredit the whole process. That's what brings them down. Discredit them all is what we've got to do. But now we've got Obama, we've got McCain, so we're analyzing that. We are looking at that. I mean, you're not denying, Webster, that Hillary would have been a willing servant of the very elite running Obama today, are you?
Willing, but not as willing as Obama. Not 100% a slave, maybe 50%, 70% a slave. After all, she's got a two-term president in the House. She does not owe her entire existence to Zbigniew Brzezinski in the way that Obama does. Obama is 1,000% a puppet, a total abject slave.
What do you say to Brzezinski's people being in the McCain campaign now?
Yeah, that's it. Brzezinski's a clever fellow. He's got one Democratic son, Mark, who's on the Obama side. And by the way, Brzezinski continues to run Obama. This is just window dressing. Brzezinski learned under Carter that he's Dr. Strangelove and he better stay out of the TV. Brzezinski was hated under Carter. He was booed at the Democratic convention that year. So he's got one son, Mark, who helps to run Obama, and he's got Ian Brzezinski as a fallback option on the McCain side. But the reason why Obama is the greatest of all possible disasters, the greatest evil, if you will, basically two sides. One is a policy side. One is that you're going to do this global showdown against China and Russia. The first thing you need to do is to kick the Chinese out of Africa. You've got to cut off oil, minerals, strategic raw materials from Africa to China, because the ultimate goal of this is to drive the Chinese in on eastern Siberia.
And you've got to get the left in America behind war and conflicts again, just like under Clinton.
Exactly.
They were happy to blow the daylights out of Serbia.
The irony is that today you have the peace movement. They say, we're against the war in Iraq. How about Afghanistan? A lot of them are for it. How about Sudan? They say, we're in favor of attacking Sudan. The goal of that, of course, is to cut off 7% of the Chinese oil. They're in favor of attacking Burma, a Chinese ally. They think it's fine to go after Pakistan because they don't like Musharraf.
So, and we saw the classic preparation to get everybody behind the carbon tax and global taxation paid directly to the private banks, making them truly governmental for the first time with their own armies, intelligence agencies, and mercenaries. They say, oh, Bush is against the global warming tax, so the left all gets behind it. And now, oh, Bush is against attacking North Africa, which he's been gearing up and wanting to do, but because he publicly says he's against it, now the left supports it. I mean, this is please don't throw me in the briar patch based psychology.
Yeah, the problem here is you can get the left liberals for all of these policies. So the one side of it is Obama is the face of imperialism. Obama represents a facelift for U.S.-British imperialism in places like Africa. The second thing is, in terms of potential for strike-breaking, austerity, cutting the living standard, and this kind of thing on the internal front, he has left cover. He can say, I'm going to break your strike.
And he's been saying that we had to lower our standards and, quote, sacrifice for the New World Order. I mean,
yes.
I totally agree with you
and
on all of this,
Alex, that particular quotation, the stuff about you can't have SUVs, you can't eat as much as you want, you can't have the temperature set where you want, that comes directly out of Brzezinski's book, Second Chance. In other words, that's a translation into slogans of about two pages in there where Brzezinski argues against the U.S. way of life. It's not attractive to other countries. But now, here's the biggest consideration of all. Fascism. Postmodern fascism. What is it? Is it simply a top-down phenomenon where you have a Bush-Cheney police state where it gets more and more oppressive and more wiretaps and more snooping and opening the mail? Or isn't fascism something else? Isn't fascism a grassroots mass movement with left cover, radical cover, a movement of fanatics devoted to a personality cult? If you look at it from that point of view, Obama has it,
okay.
Nobody else has it.
We're not going to take this break. For InfoWars stream listeners, go to those streams. Everybody else will be back in 3 minutes. InfoWars.com. That's where you hear the behind the scenes right now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. How it goes. Everybody.
If Barack Obama was a JFK or a Bobby,
everybody knows
they would have whacked him or will whack him.
Did
you look at his advisors, his policies, his plans, million man armed youth brigades, environmental brigades, tied him with Al Gore endorsing him? Flesh that out, expand that. Tattletale squads, youth brigades, the war on terror will continue, but overlaid. With the new, quote, environmentalism, people slashing SUV tires. It's all intensifying right now towards the movement of Barack Obama.
The essence of a top-down dictatorship is what you've seen, right? The FBI comes and harasses you. They tap your phone. Fascism is different. Fascism is a gang of goons who are probably environmentalists at this point, decide that you're a polluter, and they come and burn you out and beat you up or kill you. And this is the difference. See, there's a lot of stuff on the internet. There's this book by Jonah Goldberg. There are these things by Naomi Wolf, I think her name is. There's a guy called Britt who does the 10 ways you can tell if you're in fascism. What they all leave out is the mass movement, the grassroots, bottom-up, left cover, radical cover, anti-establishment, anti-authoritarian movement, which is the essence of fascism. Otherwise, you don't need a new term for fascism. Why do you have to coin this in the 1920s? Dictatorships, of course, had been around for a long time. The young Mussolini, between 1919 and 1922, put together a movement of radical revolutionary socialists who were interventionists in World War I. They wanted war. That's one possible difference, although it's not as big a difference as you might think. Artists, intellectuals, people who were disgruntled war veterans, people who were coming out of the labor movement, extremely militant trade union activists. And you put that all together under breakdown crisis conditions of depression, and of course that's what we've got now. This then becomes a messianic fascist-style movement. But of course, you need a demagogue. Now, the way in which they've done it today is according to a cookbook. The cookbook is the Brzezinski Soros National Endowment for Democracy. It's what they did in Georgia in the Roses Revolution in Tiflis, or in Kiev in the Ukraine with the Orange Revolution at the end of 2004. You get a telegenic demagogue. You get lots of money, lots of narcotics. You get rent-a-mobs and dupa-mobs of fervently idealistic, swarming adolescent students and other people who just don't know what they're doing. You get a media swoon. You get media whores all over the place, bought and paid for. You get fake polling. And then you get slogans, colors, a process of branding. This stuff typically comes out of the National Endowment for Democracy, the Albert Einstein Institute, and a guy called Gene Sharp in Cambridge, Massachusetts, along with an army colonel who works with him. So they've perfected this for use in the former Soviet space. Now, what happened at the beginning of this year was the model of the People Power Coup, or CIA color revolution, was brought home into the United States, and that is what allowed Obama to get this insurmountable lead by gaming the crazy rules of the Democratic Party. But again, focus on the mass movement. Fascism is worse than a reactionary government. People who lived through 1922 in Italy, the seizure of power by Mussolini, or the 1933 seizure of power by Hitler, will say there is just no comparison between some bourgeois government, no matter how corrupt, how repressive, how bellicose.
Because it runs out of gas very soon and then collapses back.
And then you get fascism.
But a fascist system is like a wildfire with 50-mile-an-hour winds. When things is a tinderbox, it just feeds itself and exponentially grows.
Yes, and of course, ultimately, after the fascists seize power, they then proceed to destroy all the resistance institutions in the society. They go around and, again, smash you if they decide you're a polluter, or if you're you're not appreciating Barky Obama enough, they come after you, they beat you up, they harass you. It's going on the Internet right now. I mean, you have these Obama trolls. Some of them are apparently in Gaza. Some of them are in Bangalore, India, or other places. He's got a Sturmabteilung. He's got stormtroopers on the Internet who go around trying to wipe out resistance on the Internet. Now, there'll come a time when that goes into the streets. And
Well, they've also announced in Canada, England, Australia, France, that they're now going directly to shutting off the old web and just not, these are the ISPs, major ones, not letting you get on the web anymore and only letting you go to sites they want, a few thousand. I mean, it's all happening now. Everything is coming down. And I agree with you. Barack Obama's bought and paid for by the same people, and he does have that mass appeal, which is very dangerous. But again, I just want to be clear. You have the Zbigniew Brzezinski people also running the McCain camp.
But let's look at the difference, though.
I'm not voting for either one. We need to expose both of them, because if you go to the left and say Barack Obama's bad and lay all this stuff out that you're saying that's true, Tarpley, I'm talking about psychology here, then they're going to go, oh, my God, you're for John McCain. You have to first go to him and say, John McCain's New World Order, John McCain represents the neocons and Israel.
Yeah, but wait.
And hold on. And then you got the Rockefeller power axis through Brzezinski with this demagogue, Barack Obama. And then as long as you explain that both of them are bad, then they go, oh, I see. But if you aggress and attack their demagogue just on the face and say McCain's better, you have just actually energized, through the left-right paradigm mechanism, what's been ingrained in people, Barack Obama. I want you to address that.
Well, let's look at it. First of all, if you get Obama, you're going to get Obama as a 1,000% puppet of trilateral Bilderberg, Rockefeller, Soros, plus a fanatical Democratic Congress. This will give you the fascist corporate state, and in very, very short order. It'll be like Carter, but 1,000% worse. Now, suppose you get McCain. Here's my analysis on McCain. You will get a tired, old, lame duck. The transition will begin on January 20th. He'll be a transitional figure in some ways like Ratzinger in the Vatican. Somebody who's so old that he won't be there. He'll be a one-termer, and he'll be a lame duck as soon as he gets into office. And he will face a ferociously hostile Democratic Congress, and that will give you gridlock. Now, that, I think, is that's under that scenario.
No, I agree. Gridlock, separation of power, being accentuated is good.
But wait a minute. I think there's something better. I'm part of the Puma movement here, right? We have the Puma movement. You can go to Puma 08. We're holding a convention here in Washington on August 8th.
Hillary will save us, Tarpley.
No, it's basically stop Obama. And how do you stop Obama? Well, you know, it would be nice to be able to stop Obama in some ideal way. But in the real world that we have now, you've got to say the only way to do it is 175 delegates shift out of the Obama column and into the Hillary Clinton column.
But Hillary politically doesn't have the will to do that and would be destroyed by the media if she tries.
I mean, we'll soon find out. That's perfectly plausible, but I think this is worth a try because it gives.
And then you've got a lame duck Hillary and a lame duck. I mean, obviously, 9% approval rating for the Congress. The elite knows the system's discredited. Both parties are discredited. They've got to give you a new brown face to confuse everybody. Oh, look, it's changed. He's a black guy. And I certainly see what they're doing, and they've even said, pundits have said, this will bring people back into government, back to the table, back
right.
believing in the system. Then there'll be another revolution in the next 4 years against his socialism as it'll be built. Then you'll get a new right-wing government, which I think is their real final plan.
I think ultimately, and this is that you're right, because that's what Samuel Huntington has been writing over the years. Eventually, what you'll get after that is a right-wing fascism that will look much more like what people think of as the Hitler regime. But in the meantime, look, the thing with Mrs. Clinton is simply this. She has now been royally betrayed. She has been stabbed in the back by the entire Wall Street group. The media have turned against her. She's nursing tremendous grudges. She would actually be more independent than any of the three. McCain is somebody who can be controlled through rage states. This is how they controlled Harry Truman. Obama, we've seen it, he's a complete puppet. Mrs. Clinton was already less of a puppet to begin with because of a sense of personal identity drawn from the years in the White House and the things that she's done. She is part of the establishment, of course, but that means she's established. She's not some nobody from nowhere, some Barky Who or Jimmy Who that the Trilateral Commission has brought forward. You could argue that when Clinton got to Washington in 1992, he was a puppet of Pamela Churchill Harriman and her group, the Democrats for the 1980s, but she's long dead. So these people have taken on something of a life of their own by winning elections and so forth. The thing with Mrs. Clinton is...
I mean, come on, the Clintons were CIA being handled going back to the London office by Kordmeier in the 60s.
Sure, but again, that's neither here nor there right now. These are people who have made their own way, and, you know, Kordmeier is also long gone. So those control
no,
mechanisms...
No, I'm just saying where they came from is directly out of the military-industrial
sure.
complex.
There's no argument,
droppings
again,
as a false left... little black hole to suck everybody into. Tarpley, here's the deal. Look, I everything you're saying, I believe. I've already checked myself. I respect you. You know, I brought you on my radio show, tried to build you up, took you and put you on C-SPAN, all of that. And so I'm not attacking you here, but I have to bring this up to you. And I can play the clips. I don't really want to dig them up and play them. It's too painful for me to watch. But I haven't really talked to you in about a year after those speeches you gave in Canada, what was on in Calgary, and some other ones saying Ron Paul is a fascist, run by fascists. They're planning on...
No,
I got the clips.
I don't think fascist, no.
Actually, I didn't take the time of it to dig those out. Are you saying, Webster, that you didn't give a speech in Canada where you said racist, fascist are behind Ron Paul and the elite?
I don't think so. Here's my critique of Ron Paul.
You don't
think
so?
This is ancient history now, but... Here's the thing. Ron Paul was useful in the sense of having a Republican saying that he was against the Iraq War. In other words, having a wrecking ball inside the Republican debates was a good thing. However, now we have a world economic breakdown crisis. The kind of economics that Ron Paul represents is straight Milton Friedman, Chicago School, Herbert Hoover economics. This
now, what it is classical economics we've had, and it's the Austrian school of economics.
Yeah, the Austrian school. So it's a foreign entity. This guy von Hayek, who founded the school, was a paid apologist for rent gouging.
Tarpley, stop. Look, I want to skip over this in a minute, but you said no. I don't think I said that. You're not stupid. You speak three or four languages. You're a smart guy. You know what you said in Canada and on your own radio show on this network. So I'm going to ask you again. Do you remember saying racist and fascist and are behind Ron Paul?
No, I doubt it. But I'd be happy to stand corrected if I did it. Anyway.
No, you know what we're going to do, Tarpley? We're going to take these comments, listeners will. They're going to take those videos. They're going to put it together. I mean, right now, I'm asking you why you said that instead of ducking it.
No, but because I think that Ron, if Ron Paul ever got into power, this would be a disaster. I think, on the other hand, Ron Paul as a protest vote is a fine thing.
Wait a minute. You said it was anti-Mexican, racist, and that supporting him and a bunch of others.
He did Mexophobia. He went very far into Mexophobia, certainly, and I think that's...
talking about? Brzezinski and all of them want 30 million illegals here blowing out the social welfare net. We're not against the Mexicans. There's 100 million of them coming into the country. They've been nationalized. They're very nationalistic. We're like a country that doesn't have any of its white blood cells, like we have AIDS or something. And then they come in with incredibly strong nationalistic immune systems politically, and it's overtaking our country and bankrupting it, and I'm sick of seeing 12 towns in Texas fly Mexican flags at their courthouses and saying whites aren't allowed here. And I'm tired of the special treatment the government gives the illegals. And see, to you, I guess that's because I don't like Mexicans, and that's not what it is. It's very painful to have to expose. You speak Spanish, pal. So does my wife. She lived in Spain for 6 years, and let me tell you, she hears what's on the Mexican radio, and our government's behind that.
Look, here's the thing. Let's compare this to Jeremiah Wright. Everybody saw Jeremiah Wright, right? Obama's preacher. Now, the theology of Jeremiah Wright and his entire mindset is a foundation-funded counterinsurgency strategy. In this case, it's the Ford Foundation.
Yeah, they wanted to radicalize blacks to make them violent so that they couldn't do what Gandhi did. I agree.
Let me do the argument.
I want you to answer Ron Paul stuff because, you know, repeat what you said in Canada about Ron Paul here on my show.
I don't know. I'd have to look at
Tarpley,
the Tarpley,
you
the
said
record.
It on your radio show on this network with everyone tearing their hair out and leaving you alone to do it over and over again. You know full well, just don't insult my intelligence. I like you, Tarpley, but don't insult my intelligence.
I
want you
imagine.
To answer for what you said about Dr. Paul, because I know he's a good man.
Well, as an individual, I suppose he's a good man. But obviously, there was a great disappointment with 9/11 Truth, for example. He said that he was in favor of 9/11 Truth, then he went on television, and he repudiated 9/11 Truth, and he said it was preposterous, and he told us to stop doing it because it was an embarrassment to him.
I agree, that was a betrayal.
Okay, so, you know, good man, but a human being just like everybody
else. That doesn't mean the
fascists
are behind him. It doesn't mean he wants to throw Mexicans into wells.
Again, fascist, but this, I don't know if, why this comes in, but the point is, the Ford Foundation, in addition to creating organizations in the black community like Jeremiah Wright, in addition to creating similar organizations in every ethnic group, the Ford Foundation has created these crazy Mexican groups, like Aztlan, the group that puts out the map that all the Southwest is going to be annexed to Mexico. That is a pure foundation-funded provocation.
Yes, it's admitted, yes.
And instead of responding to that at that level, it would be important, first of all, to continuously denounce the fact that this is the Ford Foundation and its associated foundations, and secondly, try to organize those Mexicans yourself. In other words, try to offer them some kind of a united front where they'd be fighting for something worthwhile. Because what they don't get out of this Aztlan nonsense is they don't get a minimum wage, they don't get decent...
No, they get to turn the U.S. into Mexico City, and exactly, and the U.S. uses a steam valve to stop true revolution reform in Mexico. All I want is to understand why you were saying these things, because I agree with everything you just said right there, Webster.
I don't know, if you want to have me, send me a transcript or send me a recording of what I said, and I'll be glad to...
You know what, I'm going to pull it up here in just a minute, but go ahead.
But I don't have it at the top of my head. Anyway, the point was that kind of Herbert Hoover economics is exactly what you don't need. In other words, if you say today, under this condition, we have a dollar crisis, we have the death agony of a dollar, we have a banking panic going on, we have dollar hyperinflation, We have a systemic breakdown crisis of the entire system. If you say under these conditions, I want the market, this means death on a huge scale. The only possible policy under these conditions is to try to get control of the federal government and use it against Wall Street. Because if you don't do that, Wall Street will take control of the federal government.
They're going to loot you. They're going to suck you dry. They're going to give us no quarter.
So I would say to Ron Paul, stop attacking the government. Start attacking Wall Street. Attack Goldman Sachs. They're responsible for about 40%
of the oil price. Well, he's always attacking them. What do you think he does whenever? What do you think he does when the Fed chairman's in there every month?
Yeah, I saw the ads he put on television. The ad was attacking the Mexicans. He showed the people swimming across the Rio Grande, and this was his first TV ad, and I thought that was just...
That was not his first TV ad.
Well, and
it's a major issue to energize this campaign, and it's a good issue.
Well, I don't think it's a good issue, and I think it didn't prove to be a good issue. It, people thought it would be a good issue, and I think this was...
The media that's for Barack Obama was against Ron Paul. And so that's more proof he was the man. Stay there. We're going to skip this break for InfoWars.com listeners, listening on the web for everybody else. We're going to be right back for all our fine M&M affiliates in just 3 minutes. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. We have author Webster Tarpley with us.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
I just want a free country. I just want stability to be able to raise my family. But now we go into waters very dangerous. crises we are headed into, dwarf World War II and World War I combined. Webster Tarpley, do you agree with that statement? And now expanding, where do you see things going? How do you see the election turning out currently with the trends? We see Barack Obama going and kneeling before Bernanke in little secret meetings. That's in the news today. We hear he's going for this particular governor. What do you know about him?
Well, that's Governor Kaine here in Virginia. He's not distinguished. I think the main thing, of course, is Obama. The point about the election is this is not yet determined. This is open-ended, and we better seize the time. The big thing is the scandal dossiers. Obama does not run on issues. Obama runs on the fact that he's the Messiah. Therefore, if you try to fight him on issues, it's impotent. It doesn't work. You've got to tear down the Messiah. That means ad hominem attacks, scandals, and all the rest. Here are the scandals that I see. One is the Chicago corruption, Rezko, Auchi, Al-Samari, the three Levantines, the three Syrian or Iraqi Arabs that are behind him. And these are all three convicted felons, all three embezzlers on a grand scale, millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in some cases. That's part of his financial machine. Secondly, the Weathermen terrorists, the bombers, Bill Ayers, Bernardine Dorn, and a whole clique of other unreconstructed, unrepentant Weathermen who are part of his machine. They're his personal advisors. Ayers is probably the guy who gave Obama the biggest break he ever got in his career. That's the second level. Third level is this, what I call the Ford Foundation Church of the Final Counterinsurgency. In other words, Trinity United Church of Christ, Jeremiah Wright, Dwight Hopkins, a Ford Foundation fellow, Otis Moss III, another Ford Foundation grant recipient, James Cone. That is this black liberation theology, which is essentially a doctrine of hatred and to perpetuate racial conflict rather than to get rid of it. Another level, Larry Sinclair and Donald Young. Donald Young, the choir master of that church, found dead in right before Christmas of last year. He was the gay choir master in Wright's church. Larry Sinclair is a gay man who said that he had a homosexual encounter twice with Obama in 1999, with Obama using crack cocaine. I would urge people to look into Larry Sinclair, his allegations. It's been up on the Internet since the middle of January, millions and millions of hits on that. He gave a press conference here at the National Press Club and was then arrested on a warrant signed by Beau Biden, the Attorney General of Delaware, son of Joe Biden, the senator, who's trying to become either vice president.
And it turned out it was fake, yeah.
It's trumped up charges, but they're continuing to persecute him. In other words, Larry Sinclair is in danger, and he deserves the support of people who don't want to have a presidential campaign under Gestapo conditions. Another layer, Ilyas Akhmadov is a Chechen ambassador of the Chechen terrorist group. They've killed more than 1,000 people. Ilyas Akhmadov is living here in Washington at U.S. government expense, taxpayer expense. He gets an apartment, a secretary, an office, a travel budget, a PR budget, and a nice stipend that most people could not afford. And the reason he's here is because Zbigniew Brzezinski lobbied, because Zbigniew Brzezinski is so consumed by hatred of Russia that he wants Akhmadov here and others. And then we have this Get Whitey tape, the famous Hate Whitey tape by Michelle Obama, which is clearly in the air and is likely to be brought out after the Democratic convention is over. I would just say to the people on the Republican side, don't be like that Japanese admiral at the Battle of Midway trying to get everything perfect before you launch the attack, because you might get hit first, as the Elliot Spitzer case shows. So that tape is in the background. So we've got at least 6 or 7 layers.
All right, Webster, stay there. We just got 20 minutes left with you. We're going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.